Welcome back to another Hilcha Shabbos year, and we're continuing the halachas of Chazara, returning something to the fire on Shabbos. What happens if someone Friday night or Shabbos morning sees that his challah is getting dried out and it's burning, and he wants to add water to the challah? Is that allowed or not? So that's simple. If he takes water from the sink, that's issa d'oraisa of bishul. You cannot take uncooked water and put it into the crock pot. The question is to take water from a kettle that's on the stove, on the blech, or from the urn, where there, right now, it's on a fire, and it's hot, and it's cooked. And the shaila is to put it now into your challah pot. That's really like chazara. It's coming from one place that's on the fire into another place. As long as your challah is on a blech, which is garif hakotum, which means that the heat source of the challah is covered with a blech, with a piece of silver foil, or a thick piece of silver, or something that's covered, then you're allowed to put from the water, from the urn, into the challah. That should be mutter. But there could be a lot of different problems with doing this. The first shaila is, what about the problem of hagasa? That if something's on the fire, you're not allowed to mix it. So here, if you take a kettle and you pour water directly into the challah while it's on the fire, it could be a shaila of mixing because the water goes in and mixes it. So that, the H will be either to pick up the pot a little bit off the fire or to do it very slowly, put the water very slowly, it doesn't mix it. Number two question is that sometimes it's a little hard to bring the kettle here if it's plugged in. So could I bring the challah to the kettle? So you bring the challah to the urn, put it under the urn, and pour water from the urn directly into the challah, then return the challah pot to the fire. That should be fine. So what's the shiloh here? There's a little bit of shiloh here of a bus of a challah. Why? Because your challah is fleishiks, and your urn you use for coffee. So now if you put the challah pot very close to the urn, there might be steam from the challah going up onto the urn, and making the urn, in this way, making it fleishiks would be a problem to have coffee from it. So the aid for that is to keep it far away, where there's no steam reaching the urn. That's a little hard to do. So the other eight would be, some say, to take the cover of the pot, of the challah pot, and let it slide on the cover of the challah pot into your challah, and therefore you don't run into a problem of the zeya, of the steam, of the meat, reaching the urn. Now, there's another problem. What about if the water in the urn is not so hot? Let's say the urn only goes to 160, 170 Fahrenheit. When you put it into the challah, you're putting it onto the fire, and you're boiling even more. Now it might go up to 210 or 200. Is that a problem of bishul? So a lot of places more that's a sugar problem of bishul. If the urn goes to the degree of 212 Fahrenheit, then it's cooked as much as it could to the boiling point. So then that wouldn't be a problem. But you'll see you have an urn that doesn't go to the boiling point. Could I add that water to the challah? So that's a shiloh. It's because it's a place. Some are mad there. Could they say it's a block change? You'll goof out and really care about it. Doesn't get so hot. Different svaras. But it's a little bit of a shiloh. Another question is, could I put the water into a cup from the urn, and that will save you bus of challah shaila, and put it into the challah? That's another shaila, a shaila called pinam amecham lamecham, which is we're not going to go into, but it's also a shaila, some amekel, some amachmer. So someone has to do that. There isn't one to be samechan. But the bottom line is that in order to add to this pot, you have to worry about four different chashas. Chash number one is a bishul gabi, the water, if the water is not fully cooked in the urn already, and they put it into the challah. Number two is the shaila of megas, of mixing. Number three, there's a iser of a chazara you have to work with. And number four, there's a basa b'chalav. Therefore, someone should not add water to his challah without knowing the halachas klar, knows exactly what he's doing, then he can do it. If he doesn't know exactly what he's doing, he should not do this because there are shailas that come up when you're trying to add water to the challah. So make sure before you do it, you ask a rav or you listen to the shiur again and get clearly the best way to do it. The best way to do it would be to get the water directly from the urn into your pot. And the only shaila will be is if the urn's not 212, that would be a shaila. But let's say it's 212 boiling, then it'll be mutter without a problem to add that water to your challah pot, when it's far away, and then put it back onto your garvakotum flame.